This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. Deposed Syrian leader Bashar al-Assad of Syria is now in Russia after fleeing his country. Rebels in control of Syria's capital, Damascus, and President Biden says it's a perilous moment.
Some of the rebel groups that took down Assad have their own grim record of terrorism and human rights abuses. We've taken note of statements by the leaders of these rebel groups in recent days, and they're saying the right things now. But as they take on greater responsibility, we will assess not just their words, but their actions.
The president said U.S. military forces had conducted airstrikes in Syria to keep the Islamic State from reasserting itself in the aftermath. BBC's Stephen Rosenberg is in Moscow reporting Russia also has to deal with the regime change.
Even though Moscow had supported Bashar al-Assad for 9 years and had sent him all this military assistance to shore him up and keep him in power, for the last 9 years. Now that he has been toppled, Russia trying to find a dialogue with the new leadership in Syria.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu praised Assad's overthrow amid reports Israel has bombed a research center in Damascus. CBS News reporter Linda Gradstein is following that in Jerusalem.
The reports say that Israel has long suspected that the research center in Damascus was used by Iran to develop long-range guided missiles. Israel is concerned that now that the Syrian regime has collapsed, rebels could take control of the research center. Meanwhile, the Israeli army said it had taken control of the buffer zone between Israel and Syria in the Golan Heights.
President-elect Trump appeared on NBC's Meet the Press this morning, and he said the members of the congressional committee which investigated the January 6 insurrection at the Capitol should be imprisoned.
Cheney was behind it, well, and so was Benny Thompson and everybody on that committee. For what they did, honestly, they should go to jail.
The comment comes amid reports President Biden is considering issuing pardons for people who might be targets for retribution by the incoming president. There may be an empty spot in some homes this year where there should have been a real live Christmas tree.
Talk about a Scrooge. People in many areas of the country are seeing a shortage of real Christmas trees this holiday season. Wholesale prices are up as a result. Sarah James owns a tree farm in the Wabash Valley of southwestern Indiana.
We have kept our prices the same. We just take the hit because, you know, it's a special time of year, and we're not trying to turn away people from buying real trees.
The supply of real Christmas trees is down because of weather issues, high production costs, and the pandemic.
This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
James here, host of Unlabeled, your 90s mixtape, every Sunday from 8 to 9 on WFHR. It's your weekly dose of music, nostalgia, and pop culture exclusively on locally grown radio.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For tonight, look for some fog, a low of 31, partly sunny, 39 for Monday. Monday night, mostly cloudy, breezy, 24. For Tuesday, mostly cloudy, highs in the mid-20s. On Wednesday, a few snow showers possible, and we'll have highs in the mid-teens.
It's 39 at our studios.
Earl Ingram.
Mr. Ben Wickler, he is running for the national DNC chair. The fundamental problem was the Democratic brand. Do you think that is the case more than the Harris campaign?
Core answer is yes. The Democratic brand, it's not what we necessarily do or say. It's what people have heard and internalized. And that to me is an argument for thinking about how and where we communicate, making sure we are present in places where people are thinking about stuff other than politics.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station. And on the app, The Todd Allbush Show.
Pat Kreitlow, all your time in the media, television, radio, what have you, what was one or two of the oddest things that people were complaining about?
As a TV anchor, your hair.
You have some of the finest hair around. How could anybody criticize your hair?
Oh, well, because a consultant forced me to change it.
Were there focus groups?
I'm not aware of any focus groups other than the audience, which universally hated it. It was a bowl haircut.
The Todd Allbush Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like.
Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us. Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Hello, once again, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Seth Faces the Music, the show that likes to chill, likes to relax, likes to take it easy. That's what we're looking at this week, everyone. We're looking at taking it easy and playing all kinds of songs that do the same thing. So right now, I would like you to literally sit back, relax, and join me. Won't you? As we face the music together and we take the Eagles' advice with this first song and take it easy.
Sound of your own wheels drive you crazy. Lighten up while you still can. Don't even try to understand. Just find a place to make your stand. Take it easy. Well, I'm standing on a corner in Winslow, Arizona, and such a fine sight to see. It's a girl.
Smiths. That was Johnny Marr with Easy Money. Coming up next, we have a song from an English lady who, for some reason, had one of the most soulful voices out there. Back in the 1960s, she headed on down to one of the most soulful places in the United States. I'm talking about Memphis, Tennessee. She recorded an album there, and it became an all-time classic. From Dusty in Memphis, here's Dusty Springfield, No Easy Way Down.
Toy balloon has sailed in the sky, but now it must fall to the ground. Now your sad eyes reveal just how badly you feel, 'cause there no easy way down. The view from the cliffs must have been exciting, and up to the peaks you were bound. Easy way down.
From one of rock's true originals, very eccentric, very fascinating. That was Julian Cope with East Easy Rider, a man who started his career with the Paisley Underground band, The Teardrop Explodes. Stick around, everyone. More to come on Seth Faces the Music. When we come back, we have a song from one of the great funk bands of the 1970s. They started branching off into some more ballad-type songs, and this turned out to be one of their biggest hits. Keep it right here on 97.5 WFHR.
Join our advertising family on WFHR and WIRI and see how radio can help improve awareness, revenue, and staffing for your business. I'm Ashley, and it's my mission to help our area businesses thrive. Call me today, 715-496-0710.
Shh, do you want to hear a secret? You have to keep it between us. The Wisconsin Broadcasters Association is currently accepting nominations for the WBA Local Broadcast Legends Award. We'd like your help in nominating one of our community's best, Pamela Hilke. Here's where you come in. If you or someone you know is directly affected by the work Pam has done at WFHR over the last 47 years, send an email describing the reasons you want to nominate Pam to Laura Berg, laura.berg@civicmedia.us. And thank you for keeping this our little secret.
Wisconsin Women's Basketball brought to you by 8th Street Auto, Econ Electric, and Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep. Listen on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, and streaming live on the Civic Media app.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Sunday morning, yeah. That's why I'm easy.
stay, or we can move along. Either way, don't leave me all alone. Well, I'm sorry about your eye, I'll find a way to make amends. It's only that sometimes I got to break before I bend. Come on, darling, there's a show downtown tonight. Let's go out dancing, we can drink until the light. Everything a man should be, but I promise I will change. You just leave that up to me, and I'll kiss your face, I'll tend to your eyes. I swear that I can make you happy, and you're up my back. Forget the past, and baby I know that that ain't. If I had to make it on my own, well, let me kiss your face, attend to your hands. I swear that I could make you happy, and you're on my back. Forget the past, and baby, I know that that is so easy.
That was the name of the duo that recorded Ain't So Easy from the record Boomtown, the only record that the duo released back in 1986. They later went on to collaborate with Sheryl Crow. And before that, we opened up the set with The Commodores and lead singer Lionel Richie with a classic that was Easy. Come with me now, ladies and gentlemen, as we go back as if in a time machine to the year 1969. Dennis Hopper and his friends make a film called Easy Rider that basically disrupts the entire film industry, changing the way movies are made. To create a soundtrack for that film, they turned to a group that also had broken down walls, the progenitors of what became known as folk rock, The Byrds. From their soundtrack to the film, here is The Ballad of Easy Rider.
The river flows, it flows to the sea. Wherever that river goes, that's where I want to be. Flow, river, flow. Let your waters wash down, take me from this road. Some other town. All they wanted was to be free, and that's the way it turned out to be. Flow, river, flow. Let your waters wash down, keep me from this road. Sun on my face when they
to reach the land. Just falling somewhere. It couldn't be that easy. It had to be much harder.
From her album, Soldier of Love, that was Sade and Be That Easy. Stick around, everyone. More to come on Seth Faces the Music. We've got a former Beatle on the way who, honestly, had a pretty darn good career, considering most people didn't think he was going to go anywhere after the group broke up. Find out who it is when we come back here on 97.5 FM WFHR.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
CBS News special report. The rebel forces responsible for overthrowing the government of Bashar al-Assad in Syria appear to be consolidating their control. More from CBS News correspondent Imtiaz Tayyab at the Turkish-Syrian border.
The rebel forces say they have now, quote, fully liberated a number of major cities and have also emptied prisons filled with those who dared to stand up against Assad's rule during the country's nearly 14-year civil war.
Assad is in Moscow, ending 50 years of brutal rule by his family.
Bashar al-Assad was not interested in talking about any transition of power whatsoever. And he has now paid the price.
BBC's Frank Gardner. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is hopeful.
We're going to follow events very carefully. If we can establish neighborly relations and a peaceful relations with the new forces emerging in Syria, that's our desire.
CBS News Special Report. I'm Michael Toscano.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For tonight, look for some fog, a low of 31, partly sunny, 39 for Monday. Monday night, mostly cloudy, breezy, 24. For Tuesday, mostly cloudy, highs in the mid-20s. On Wednesday, a few snow showers possible, and we'll have highs in the mid-teens.
It's 39 at our studios.
Ho-ho, the holidays are here, and it's time to pick a present from the grown-up gift list with Civic Media's statewide text-to-win contest. Listen while you work for the keywords to text for your chance to win $100 cash, an overnight vacation at Chula Vista Resort, and be entered to win one of the grand prizes, a robot vacuum, new luggage, humidifier, espresso machine, and more on the grown-up gift list at civicmedia.us. Just download the Civic Media app and listen weekdays at 7, 11, 1, and 4 for your chance to win starting Monday morning. Ho-ho-ho!
Guess what, Mrs. C?
What, Santa?
We are ready. The Santa room is finally open. Oh, boy. The Santa Claus has really set it up nice this year. What do you think, Mrs. C?
Oh, it's so warm and cozy and welcoming.
What do you think, Mr. Jangles?
It's better than your old room.
All the kids and the families can come now and they can take free pictures with Santa.
Bring your own camera, cell phone. Take as many pictures as you like.
And it's all free.
Yes.
Wow. How do they find out about us?
Go to our Facebook page, Santa Central Wisconsin.
And they can book a time to come see us?
Yes, definitely. And pets, too.
I think the cookies are really good.
Now, we only have so many cookies and you can't eat them all.
Too late.
Mr. Jingle.
I'll have to make some more then.
Our head off. We need to retire him.
I'm already retired.
Oh, okay. Make sure you come check with us, set up a time, and come and see us.
We're ready. Santa Central Wisconsin.
Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Merry Christmas.
The Badgers.
Seats Max, fakes the three, takes the three, left side, yes sir.
Fade.
Pivots, fades, flips, good again. Just outside the left elbow.
Here.
Goes up, got it, with the right hand, it counts at a foul.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Brought to you by 8th Street Auto, Econ Electric, and Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep. Listen on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM WFHR, streaming live on the Civic Media app.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
You know.
must be true, to be held and understood. Keep it coming, no one's running. Lesson I'm learning. Blessings are deserved by the trust that always could. Downtown, way up in the air.
From their breakout album from 1998, Moon Safari, that was the French duo Air with You Make It Easy. And before that, we started off the set with one Richard Starkey, a.k.a. Ringo Starr. It Don't Come Easy from his album, appropriately titled Ringo. Up next, we have a somewhat forgotten soul band from the 1970s, and I'm not sure why. I know they didn't have a lot of hits, but man, they were good, as displayed right here. From their album Method to the Madness, here's The Undisputed Truth, Life Ain't So Easy.
And around we go, living our lives, never ever knowing what tomorrow will bring for sure. Maybe paradise, that would be nice, but don't build your hopes too high. 'Cause my friend, life don't owe a thing to you or me. Own pride and joy. Oh Lord, why doctors work desperately?
Something's gone wrong.
Said it's time to be strong.
Time passes.
Mr. Homestead, your wife is fine.
What about my baby?
I'm sorry, she said.
No, life ain't so
easy.
other sacrifices from the day a child is born. Mistaken identity, and just like that, a child is gone. No, it ain't easy. No, life ain't so easy. It's kind of hard. No, it ain't easy. Oh, life ain't so easy.
Okay.
Somehow, that man has a distinctive piano sound. I don't know how he does it, but whenever you hear him, you'll hear that sound. It was Bruce Hornsby from his record Night on the Town that was stranded on Easy Street. That's going to wrap up hour one of Seth Faces the Music, everyone. Don't go anywhere. Hour two is coming just around the corner. Yes, it's just that easy. So stick around and keep listening.
Do you catch yourself quoting TV shows like that? It could win you a free meal and make you our next star of the day with Culver's. Join the morning show on WFHR every Friday.
What you talking about, Willis?
My name's James, and I'm telling people every Friday we'll play a theme song or a quote from a movie.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give it.
You call 424-2600, give the correct answer, and you'll win a family pack from our Wisconsin Rapids Culver's.
To the Batmobile.
Join the morning show every Friday for Culver's Star of the Day.
I love it when a plan comes together.
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app. The Dom Salvia Show.
Harvey K., Professor Emeritus of Democracy. We're talking about the Act 10 overturned by a Dane County judge.
I think it's important for everyone to know that this was the state that in 1959 first granted public employees the right to organize and bargain collectively. We have a lot to take back. You know, I used to say take back America, but I say take back Wisconsin.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app, Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Aaron Zommers, so you watched a film called Hot Frosty.
The main character puts a scarf that she does not know is enchanted around this snowman, and he comes to life, and he starts streaking through the town.
Is there any sex in this movie, Aaron?
There is not.
I think they're missing a perfect thing to go with a fetish snowman thing here.
Gotta bet that audience is huge. What's your kink? Snowman.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.